Create Art Podcast. Project: National Novel Writing Month, week number 2. Hello friends, this is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the art and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So we've made it to week number 2 for National Novel Writing Month, and I've participated in this project for a number of years, and so this year is an interesting one because last week, if you would listen to last week's episode, I was on the road with Resonate podcast conference, which was a fantastic time. I really enjoyed doing it. And, you know, it was a good interruption in the novel writing process. And then after I got home, picked up a bug. So, pardon me. I've been really sick all week. It was so sick. I was so sick that I actually couldn't go to work for a day or two. And even when I was in work, I was a mess. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it. I got very little done on the novel. Right now, I'm sitting at about 5,029 words. So I'm 10% into the novel, but I'm recording this on the 12th of November, and we're almost halfway through. So I am behind, but that's the beauty about this challenge, is that, you know what, life happened, okay, and I got sick. Does that mean I have to abandon it and, hit myself with a wet noodle 1,000 times? Absolutely not. Don't have to do that one bit. It just, you know, lets me know that, hey, I'm a human being. I'm not a AI or ChatGPT kind of, you know. I am actually here talking to you live on Sesame Street. But was I disappointed? Yes, absolutely. Was I looking for other things and whatnot to blame? Sure. And for a minute there, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my wife and kids were sick for, you know, a few weeks prior. Was there somebody at the conference that was spreading something around? Maybe, who knows? All right. Was it just, you know, something out of the thin air? Could have been. Was it the universe telling me don't write the novel? Absolutely not. Just life happens. And that's what I had to remind myself this week. Hey, listen, there's not a conspiracy against you. This is just life happening. Now, I wish I would have recorded myself earlier because I had that Barry White voice that you sometimes get when, you know, your voice is all deep and scratchy. And I actually had a presentation to give on to work on Tuesday in Washington, D.C. Even though I wasn't feeling my best, I went ahead and gave it. And everybody really enjoyed it, and they were really impressed by it. And I was absolutely exhausted. So that's where I was for it. I did get to meet a good doctor, and they put me on Paxlovid, which is normally for COVID. I was tested for COVID, negative for the for strep. But I live in Virginia, and there's some virus going around, and it's probably happening all over the country, but in our little neck of the woods out here, I caught that virus, whatever it was. And, you know, I promptly gave it to my wife. So now she'll be dealing with it for about a week, and then hopefully it bypasses my kids, knock on wood, because they have a field trip that they're really looking forward to this week. So I'm hoping that they aren't impacted by this, and they can go on their field trip and have a good time. But that just goes to show you that, you know, life happens, and the attitude that you take will help you get through it. You know, my attitude initially was a little bit pissy. I had I wasn't doing my morning meditations. I wasn't doing my morning brain training. I wasn't able to, you know, go swimming and do bike riding for my physical health. So I think for next year, what I plan to do is to take a look and see when that Resonate podcast conference is going to be. And then maybe I go ahead and start a week early. You know, that way I, you know, I won't feel bad. I won't be behind once I go and do the conference. And then after that, I can, you know, get right back on the horse. And, you know, who knows if I'm going to be sick next year or not. I'm just getting over this stuff now. I'm just happy that I feel like a human being. So I know this is not the art podcast you thought you're going to get this week. But that's the one that I'm going to be providing for you this week. So where am I at right now in the story? Well, basically, where we left off last week. So the main character gets a ride from the airport to the hotel. And he's very impressed with his Uber driver because the other driver didn't show up, no call, no show. So he calls an Uber driver, and this one shows up. Very impressive guy, blah, blah, blah. Our other main character, our small podcaster, is sitting there eating breakfast with his folks, and finds out that one of his good friends has just been killed. Well, his body's been found, and they live in Rockford, and this is being set in Chicago, and it's about 90 miles difference there, and just found out that one of his friends, you know, from high school and whatnot, has been found dead in his parents' driveway. The person that is found dead in the parents' driveway worked for the podcast conference and was supposed to be the driver for our main character. So yeah, a little bit of foreshadowing there. I'm kind of wondering, am I getting to, you know, the action too quickly? Do I need to introduce these characters a little bit better? Do I need to introduce more characters? Do I need to develop the story a little bit more before I get to this point? But that's the beauty of editing. You know, you can always edit that stuff in later. It's just getting it out there. So when I pick up my writing later on today, probably after I put the kids to bed, then that's where I'll be picking up is, you know, what happens after our little podcaster finds out that one of his friends is dead. And we'll see where it goes from there. But otherwise, I want to thank you for coming along on this journey with me. And I want to thank you for, you know, listening to me, you know, basically give you an excuse why I don't have that much to give to you today. You know, I'm 8 minutes into it right now, and you've been very patient. And I want to thank you for it. I do want to let you know that this week, November 15th, the newsletter will be coming out. And you can subscribe to it from the website, or you can go to timothybrien.substack.com. And Brian is spelled B-R-I-E-N. And you can get the newsletter there. You can subscribe from my website at createartpodcast.com. And you'll just go into any of the episodes, any of the recent episodes, because I've just started up this newsletter a few months ago. So don't go looking for it back in 2002. Wow. I wasn't even podcasting back then. Maybe that's a story for next year. But you can take a look at the newsletter and take a look at the website and see what I have up there for you. I'm already planning out what I'm going to be doing for 2024, and it looks like I'm going to be doing about 23 projects, and some interviews from artists and talking about their craft and what they're up to and, you know, why it's important to always be creating and, you know, taming that inner critic. So, you know, I want to show to you that, you know, even folks that are doing it full time, they have their issues too. With me, you heard about my issues. Got sick. Couldn't really do anything. I had no strength. So these things happen, and it's okay. And you just pretty much pick yourself up and move on. So we're at the point here where I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your day. Again, I do want to thank you for taking a listen. And if you'd like to reach out, you can always do that. Timothy@createartpodcast.com is my email address. Love to hear about your journey, what you're working on. And if you want to be on the show and be interviewed, by all means, pop me an email, let me know. Also, I want to know if this is a 5-star podcast for you or not. And if it's not a 5-star podcast, I'd like to know what element or elements is making it not be a 5-star podcast for you. Am I talking too much? Am I talking too little? Do you want more guests come in? Do you want fewer guests to come in? But these are just a couple of things that I wonder about, and I'd like to be in contact with you and carry on a conversation with you, in the podcast and outside of the podcast. So the best way to do that is to shoot me an email and let me know. And if you did find some value in today, definitely pass it on to a friend. If you're using your podcast app of choice, there should be something in there that will allow you to share it. If you are on my website and listening to the podcast, hey, great for you. Thank you so much for that. And you can always share that with a friend. There's always a way to share it. Right there in the podcast, right there in the website. So by all means, go ahead and feel free to do that. I won't bite you, I promise. Now, speaking about sharing podcasts, I also have another one called Find a Podcast About, and you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And in that podcast, I review podcasts that I find binge-worthy. So I listened to about 150 podcasts at a point. So this being sick for a week, listened to a lot of podcasts. But what I'm trying to do with that podcast is to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. If you're a podcaster and you want to be featured on that, you can shoot me an email over there, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. If you have a podcast that you think I should review, again, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz. All right. Well, I am going to let you get back to the rest of your day. I have some writing to do, obviously. And, I have some playing with the kids and taking care of the wife to do. So I'm hoping you're happy and you're healthy where you're at. If you're feeling sick, I hope you get better. And here in the States yesterday, we celebrated Veterans Day, which is November the 11th. I myself am a veteran. So for all of the veterans out there, either in this country or in other countries, because one thing I've learned about podcasting is this is a international thing. And I know I have a lot of people listening to me from different countries. I've got a huge Romanian content cohort they're listening to me out there. I picked up a bunch of people in Ethiopia, so I want to thank you for those over there in the African continent. Thank you so much. We have people in Australia listening. So, with you listening to this podcast, I want you to know that there's other people across the world that are listening with you. So let that sink in. And you never know who's, looking at your art. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to kind of think about and fantasize. So I'm going to let you get back on with your day. So go and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there. Make some art for somebody you love. Even if you're sick, make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time. And hopefully I'll be a little bit better. See you next time.